From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're listening to music conducted by the late, great Charles Gernhardt and his recordings of classic film scores with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. This is a four-part series. We're going to be featuring a show every month, one show a month, till the end of December. So one show September, October, November, and December. And we're going to try to feature every single album, with the exception of the Reader's Digest CDs, but every single album on the RCA record label, as well as a couple of discs that made their way onto Verez Saraband Records and Citadel Records. I think there's about 21 CDs in total that we're going to present for you in the next 4 months or so. So we hope you enjoyed our first hour, which featured an interesting compilation of music from such films as Cleopatra, Born Free, 2001 and Space Odyssey, and then we moved on to music by the legendary composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and we're going to continue with music by Korngold in our next suite, which is coming up. We'll also be listening to music by one of my favorite Golden Age film composers, Franz Waxman. We'll listen to music from such films as Prince Valiant, A Place in the Sun, Taras Bulba, and Rebecca. We'll then move on to music by Alfred Newman, listening to such scores as Captain from Castile and The Song of Bernadette, as well as a fantastic re-recording of music from The Robe. And then we will end off today's program with music by Bernard Herrmann. And if we have time, we're going to be listening to music from On Dangerous Ground and Hangover Square. You're going to want to stick around for that. As I said, we're going to continue with music by Academy Award winner and legendary Viennese composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold. We're going to start off with arguably his loveliest string melodies for a character by the name of Nora, played by Alexa Smith for the 1945 remake of Human Bondage. We're then going to move on to Captain Blood, which was Korngold's first original film score and also his first with Errol Flynn. They would work together on a total of six films. Korngold only had 3 weeks to write the score and in turn still wrote an enormous amount of music, and like most of Korngold's swashbuckling scores, it's a classic of the genre. We then move on to the film The Constant Nymph. This film told the story of composer Charles Boyer and his choice to marry a socialite rather than a young girl from his musical family. In addition to the background score, Korngold also wrote a symphonic poem called Tomorrow for orchestra, woman's chorus, and solo contra alto voice. The piece is heard in the finale form at the end of the film. The movie ends with over 6 minutes of uninterrupted music. The piece was so popular that it was also recorded in 1944, conducted by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, but it was never released due to a shortage of materials during the war. And then we're going to end off this suite with music from Escape Me Never. And like The Constant Nymph, Escape Me Never was based on a struggling composer, and he is in love with two women. This score could be Korngold's most inspired piece. In this concert suite alone, there are over 10 different melodies that can be all heard, all beautifully woven together. It's a wonderful piece, and I'm pleased to present that for you in this suite. And now music from Of Human Bondage, Captain Blood, The Constant Nymph, and Escape Me Never, all composed by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. And again, Charles Gernhardt conducts the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Music from the film Escape Me Never, with music composed by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, with Sidney Sachs on the violin. We also heard in there music from The Constant Nymph, which was the tone poem for Contralto Women's Chorus and Orchestra featuring Norma Proctor and the Ambrosian Singers. Also in that suite, music from Captain Blood, and we started it off with music from Of Human Bondage again. Music composed by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And this particular recording, The Seahawk, Classic Film Scores of Eric Wolfgang Korngold, is available on RCA Victor. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll listen to some music composed by one of my favorite Golden Age film composers, Franz Waxman. Also up on today's program, we're going to be listening to music by Alfred Newman and Bernard Herrmann. You're listening to Cinematic Sound's tribute to the late conductor Charles Gerhardt and his film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll have more for you right after this break.
Mohawk College Radio, C 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C 101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. Hope you're enjoying today's program as we are featuring a tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his legendary film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra on the RCA Victor label. He also, or a lot of his work was also available on other record labels as well, but things began at RCA, and a total of 15 albums were released by RCA and then on RCA Victor. We now move on and are going to present some music by, as I made mention, my favorite Golden Age film composer, Franz Waxman, who sadly passed away at an early age of 60 on February 24th, 1967. He has produced a wealth of material, including one of my favorite scores of all time from 1950, swashbuckler called Prince Valiant. He also worked on The Bride of Frankenstein, Sunset Boulevard, Rebecca, The Philadelphia Story, and many others. In this first suite, we're going to be hearing music from, as I said, one of my favorite film scores of all time. This is in my top 10, and we featured a short suite from this recording on the program last week. It comes from the film Prince Valiant. And at the time of the recording, Waxman's Prince Valiant was the most requested of Waxman's unreleased scores. Gerhardt presented for this album an extended suite containing all of the major highlights in the score. At the time, this score was a departure for Waxman. He hadn't scored many swashbucklers up to that time, but what he created was, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest scores of all time that captures the on-screen action perfectly and brings the spectacle of the period to life. It's a wonderful 10-minute suite, and we'll have that for you in just a moment. After Prince Valiant, we're going to be listening to music from the 1951 production of A Place in the Sun, based on the novel An American Tragedy, and this would win Waxman an Academy Award for Best Score. In this suite, the most memorable moment of the score are recorded and contains the sound that is most associated with the film, the wailing sound of a very high alto saxophone. Now, here are two pieces composed by Franz Waxman, Prince Valiant and A Place in the Sun. And again, here is Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
hands down two of Franz Waxman's greatest scores. In there, you heard A Place in the Sun, a suite featuring Ronnie Chamberlain on alto saxophone. And you also heard in there my personal favorite Franz Waxman score, Prince Valiant, a wonderful 10-minute suite off an album called Sunset Boulevard, the classic film music or classic film scores of Franz Waxman, available on RCA Victor. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll feature more Franz Waxman music, including Taras Bulba. You're listening to Cinematic Sound as we pay tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his fantastic film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll be back in just a moment.
Programming that's different. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're listening to music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra in their classic film score re-recordings, which were made available on the RCA label in the 60s, throughout the 70s, and into the early 80s. We're still listening to music by composer Franz Waxman, and we have two more pieces to play for you before the hour is done. We're going to open up with music from the 1962 J. Lee Thompson film Taras Bulba, depicting the Cossacks' fight for freedom, and it produced one of Franz Waxman's most popular works, The Ride to Dubno. As Taras and his sons leave their farm to meet with other Cossack tribes on their way to Dubno, this magnificent piece is played. The piece increases with volume and complexity as more Cossack brothers join the ride. It's a thrilling piece of film music, and it's wonderfully captured by Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We're then going to move on to music from The Philadelphia Story, which was basically written almost simultaneously along with Rebecca. The film was a film version of Philip Barry's play and was a tour de force for the star-studded cast of Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, and James Stewart. Stewart won the Academy Award and Hepburn was nominated for a third time as Best Actress. In this recording, the main title music is preceded by the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer fanfare Waxman composed and used in all of his MGM scores. And now, music from Taras Bulba and A Philadelphia Story, all from the album Sunset Boulevard, the classic film scores of Franz Waxman with Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra.